The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen.
Today's daf is being studied. Lunishmat Morzekini, Yosef Ben Sarah, Marat Zekanati, Yafa Bet Sarah, Lunishmat Abraham Ben Esther, Hashem Tenehem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Asherah, Hashem Ben Dina, Sarah, Ruhalam, Metaham, Sarah, Metaham, Hachem Siyon. Ben Esther, and that if I have a fatal nefesh, or for a tagu for a tanker about a boy, Henry Rosom Ramar, amen. We begin today's daf on number 10, Amud Rishon, and we begin 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom, last word on the line. We are in the Sugya of Orla. We learned according to the last piece that we ended off in, Orla Behutz La'aris, where Mekel on it. And to the extent where Safek Orla Behutz La'aretz, since Orla is only midrabbanan, we say Safek Drabbanan Nekula, and therefore it is permissible, even according to one opinion, to send somebody down or go down and let somebody pick for you the Orla. So long as you didn't see it, it's okay. To you it's a Safek, and therefore you're allowed to eat it. Right? You don't know what it is, you didn't see it, Mutar. So Amar Le Levi Lishmuel. So Levi tells Shmuel, Aryuch. They used to refer to Shmuel as Aryuch. Aryuch is the name of one of the kings. Aryuch Melech Elasar, like it says in the Torah. So Shmuel was considered like the Rosh Yeshiva. So therefore they referred to him as, and Halakha is like Shmuel also. And he says in Dinei Mamonot. So therefore it's like the king. Everybody listens to him. Halakha is like Shmuel when it comes to monetary everything. So they nicknamed him Aryuch, which is the name of a king. Then anyway, what did they tell him? Sepekli Ve'ana Echul. Go get some orla for me and make it a safek. Don't tell me what you're giving me, and I'll eat it. And therefore, to me, it's a safek. Safek orla b'chutz la'aris mutar. When they used to employ this trick, go down to the field, get me. You might know it's orla. Don't tell me what it is. Just give it to me. I'll eat it. I'm mesupak. Therefore, it's okay. And so long as the eater is mesupak, he's okay. Look at that sheep. Second line. Safek li lakot shelo befanai. Third line. She is safek itzli. As long as it's safek by me, the ana ichul. Right? And I'll eat it. Ube orla ke'e. And it's referring to orla. Rav Avia, the Rabba Barav Hanan, misafku sapuke lahadade. They would do it for each other. One rabbi would pick orla without, unbeknownst to the other one. The other one would do the same thing. And each one would give each other food. And they didn't tell him what it was. It was a safek orla bihutz la'aris mutar. So you see, the rabbis actually employed this law. Amre Harife de Pumpedita, the sharp ones, sharp rabbis, in Pumpedita, that she identifies them. Haifa v'avimi, the children b'nir Rehava de Pumpedita, fourth line in Ashi. Yeah, they're sharp ones, Haifa and Avimi. They made a statement the following, En Orla Behutza La'aris. There's no Orla at all. Not mid Oraita, not mid Rabbanan. Which means, according to them, even Orla Vadai in Chutz La'aretz, eat it, no problem. So this is the new Shita. We didn't see the Shita yet. So comes again what it says, Shalcha Rabbi Yehuda Lekamed Rabbi Yohanan. Rabbi Yehuda sent this halakha in front of Rabbi Yohanan, what was said. Told him, listen, I heard that there's no Orla B'Chutz La'aretz. Shalach Le, so Rabbi Yohanan sent back, Setom Sefeka. Ve'abed vada'a ve'achrez al perotehem she'te'onim geniza. Basically, Rabbi Yohanan was against this business of being lenient with Orla and Chutz La'aretz. So the first thing he told them was, Setom Sefeka, do not publicize the law of Sefek Orla b'Chutz La'aretz mutar. Setom. There's certain halachot, even though it's true, but we don't want to publicize it because it's going to bring a zilzul to the people. You know, you let them eat safek, they'll come to eat vadai. Therefore, he told him, number one, sitom sefika. Don't talk, don't publicize this halakha in the shi'ur that you can eat sefik or la in chutzah. Secondly, ve'abed vada'a. And any vada'i or la that you see over there in chutzah, get rid of it. Because we don't want the people to come and eat it, and they'll say, oh, I didn't know, sefik. Which means we don't even want you to have any orla beklal. The vada'i orla, get rid of it. Make an announcement. Rabotai, everybody has a field. The first 3 years is orla. You got to take the fruit, put them in geniza. Which means they're off limits. In orla b'chutzal ha'aretz. And anybody that's going to say that there's no orla b'chutzal ha'aretz, lo yeher lo nin v'neched. He cursed him out. He said he won't have any descendants that are going to come from him. Mashlich hevel begoral bekal Hashem. He will be cut off from the kahal Hashem, from the community of Hashem. Okay, so he didn't like that. Obviously, he wanted to make sure that nobody goes with that halakha. Ve'inu keman savruha. These rabbis in Pumpedita that were indeed lenient, that they said in orla b'chutz la'aretz klal, who are they going like? Ki ha'detanya, they found the braita. Rabbi Eliezer b'Rabbi Yosef omer mishum Rabbi Yosef ben Durmaska she'amar mishum Rabbi Yosef gilili she'amar mishum Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri she'amar mishum Rabbi Eliezer agadol in orla b'chutz la'aretz. Okay, so it's supported in a braita in the name of all these rabbis. No orla b'chutz la'aretz. But wait, the author in his braita, one of the rabbis, is Rabbi Eliezer. That's a problem. We learned in our Mishnah that the first rabbi Tanakama, which was Rabbi Ishmael in our Mishnah, said that there is Orla and Kilayim applied to Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Eliezer said not only those two items, even Hadash applies. Afa Hadash. So how could you tell me that Rabbi Eliezer says in Orla b'chutz la'aretz, he came to include not only what you said, but even Hadash, not only Orla, even other things. So you see, he holds this Orla b'chutz la'aretz. We have a contradiction. So he says, Tini Hadash. Take out the word Af, according to that opinion. And all Rabbi Eliezer is saying, I argue with you on Orla. The only item that applies to chutz la'aretz is Hadash. Because it says Moshmotechem, and he holds Moshmotechem means everywhere you live. But the Nechanami Orla, in Orla b'chutz la'aretz. Don't learn Af Hadash. Learn it. Rabbi Eliezer omer Hadash. Only Hadash, not Orla. Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yohanan. Oh, we had another opinion which we saw earlier. Orla b'chutz la'aretz. Halakha l'Moshe Mesinai. Good. He held that it's halakha Moshe Mishnah, which sounds like, doesn't sound like, it's a doraita. Halakha Moshe Mishnah means orla. So look at the extreme opinions you have over here. You have orla b'chutz la'aretz from one side of the spectrum, it's halakha Moshe Mishnah. To the other side of the spectrum, in orla b'chutz la'aretz klal. And then you have the opinions in the middle, that it's the drabbanan. Right? So now, give us amma l'ribi zahribi aseh. V'atanya sefek orla ba'aretz asur b'Suria mutar. How could you tell me it's halakha Moshe Mesinai? If it's halakha Moshe Mesinai orla b'chutz la'aretz, how come if you have a sefek and chutz la'aretz you say it's mutar? If it's halakha Moshe Mesinai, sefek should be asur, sefek doraita lechumra. You know the answers? We have some girsaot over here. Okay, we can continue with it. Ishtomem kesha'ahada. He didn't have the answer. Ishtomem. He was quiet. He was silent for one moment. Amale, then he said, Emakach nomar sefeka mutar vada asur. That was the halakha Moshe Mishinai. The halakha Moshe Mishinai said, sefek orla mutar vadai orla asur. Which means, that was built into the halakha Moshe Mishinai. You asked me, if you tell me halakha Moshe Mishinai orla b'chutz la'aretz, how could you be mekel? Because that's what the halakha Moshe Mishinai initially said. That if you have a sefek and chutz la'aretz, go lakel. So we're just following the halakha Moshe Mishinai. That was in the original halakha Moshe Mishinai from the inception. Amar Rabbi Aseh. Amar Rabbi Yohanan. Lokin al hakilayim devar Torah. Okay, Malkut. on kilayim min haTorah. Person plants kilayim. We're talking about over b'chutz la'aretz. Okay, guy, he plants, mixed crops together, things like that. He's hayav chutz la'aretz malkut medoraita. Transgresses a lot ta'aseh. Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosef Ha'anan Tenan Hakilayim Midvre Sofrim. What are you going to do? We have a statement that says that Kilayim in Chutz La'aretz is only Midrabbanan. How could you tell me you're going to get Malkut Midoraita? La Kashya Kan Bekilei HaKerem Kan BeHarkavat Ha'ilam. In Chutz La'aretz, if you're mixed planting in a vine with grapes, that's only midrabbanan. Kilei HaKerem BeChutz La'aretz Rabbanan. Harkavabat, which is grafting, you take from one species and you graft it in another species, Chutz La'aretz, that is the Uraita. So that which we said, you get Malkut. The Chutz La'aretz on Kilayim, Harkava. That what we said is Rabbanan, that's Kilei HaKerem. That's mixing up the species in the vine. So the Gemara says, Kiddush Shmuel, following Shmuel's statement. The Amar Shmuel, we have a Pasuk. Let's get the whole Pasuk. It says, It's Chukotai Tishmoru, follow my Chukim. Behemtecha lo tizra lo tirba kilayim. You cannot crossbreed your animals. Sadecha lo tizra kilayim. You cannot crossbreed in your field. Ubegit kilayim sha'atez. So those are all the different kilayim. You have kilayim behema, you have kilayim in the fields, and you have kilayim in the shatnez with the woolen linen. So the beginning of that pasuk says, Itchokotai tishmoru. So the Gemara begins, Itchokotai tishmoru, Chukim shehakakti lecha kevar. This is referring to the laws that I discussed or that I legislated already. What does it mean already? Rashi, Chukotai Tishmoru. Midelo ketiv ushmartem et chukotai. The fact that it doesn't say ushmartem et chukotai, it starts off et chukotai tishmoru is masma, the chukim that you know already. Masma et chukotai asher me'olam tishmoru. The ones that have been around forever. Which laws have been around forever? Milamed shehizir et noach ubanav alehim. That Noah and his children were also commanded against kilayim. You know, it's not one of the seven mitzvot b'nei Noah, but there was commanded on it. Ve'elu hen ha'chukim be'emtecha lo tarbiya, sadecha lo tazriya. Now, ve'ezu zri'at kilayim she'ani yomez she'akaktam lechem kevar. What type of planting did I forbid initially to Noah? Dumya de behema. Similar to the behema. That's also written in the same pasuk. Davar ha'misuyam v'ainu harkaba. Which is just like by the animal, you got to do something. You got to crossbreed the animal. You take one species, put it on another species. So similarly, that's the isud in kilayim. You have to graft. That's taking one species, putting another. Planting happens by itself. The grafting you do in action. So therefore, they're learning from the simichut and the pasuk. That what I told you initially, the isud of kilayim is domeh lebehema. You did a maaseh, you crossbreeded them. So too, this is also talking about harkaba, Gemara. Behemtecha lo tarbiya kilayim, sadecha lo tizra. What's the connection? Ma behemtecha beharba'a. Just like the behema, it's talking about you were rovei, I mean you mated them together. Af sadecha beharkaba. Good, so now we learn what the sadecha is talking about in that pasuk. And we know crossbreeding the animals applies ben ba'aris and ben chusar ha'aris. Why? Because it's chobat aguf. That's a chobah on the person. It's not a chobah on the land. Therefore, crossbreeding the animals applies in chusar ha'aris. So we're going to say that what? That even the grafting is going to apply in chusar ha'aris as well. Also, what do we see in this pasuk? Grafting is the oraita b'chutz la'aretz, and we learn it from crossbreeding animals. Good. Oh, the ela haketiv sadecha, but the pasuk says sadecha, which is mashma Eretz Yisrael, the field that God gave to you, not chutz la'aretz. How do you get around that word sadecha, which is mashma dafka Eretz Yisrael? Ha'hu le'me'ute zira'im shebechutz la'aretz. Yeah, that's coming to exclude seeds, plants, which means that kilei HaKerem, Kedei Akedah, when it comes to planting seeds and stuff like that, and crossbreeding them, that's only Asuma de Oraita Ba'aris. So here you see there's a hiluk between grafting, which is the oraita, where is mixed breeding in the plants, in the seeds, that's only asur min haTorah, and it is Israel sadecha, it's only asur min derabbanan. Good. Comes Gemara and says, Rav Hanan, the Rav Anan, Havush Shakle Ve'azle Be'urha. They were walking on the road. Ben Ishai, whenever he says over here, Shakle Ve'azle, Shakle literally means they were taking. What were they taking? They were walking on the road. So he says, whenever the Hachamim would walk, they understood that God specifically put them in that spot at that time. So when they would speak the Vrei Torah, they were collecting Nitzotzot. They were picking up all the nitzotzot shel kedusha that were on the road. In any event, hazyuhu lahu gavra dekazara zira'im ba'de adadi. Oh, they saw a guy, he was planting seeds together. He's going to mix breeding over here. So Amar leh, so he tells him, one rabbi tells the other, niti mor nishmete. Let's put the guy in nidui. Hey, the guy's making a avon, we've got to put him in chirim. Amale lo havritu. I see you're not clear on the laws of what's asur over here exactly. This was in Chutzal Ha'aretz. Is I see you're not clear on exactly what's isur over here. Therefore, we're not putting anybody in hayrim. We'll see why. The two another story. Hazyu lahu gabra dekazara chite v'sa'are begufne. Oh, they saw a guy. He was planting wheat, barley. In a vine, in a grape vine field. Kalai, right? Amale niti monish meteh. Let's put the guy in Hayrim. Amale la sahirtu. You're not clear. It's like Sahurayim is like light. I see you don't have light on this subject. Lo kaimalan ki Rabbi Yoshiya. Don't we hold like Rabbi Yoshiya that says, the Amar, ad shi yizra chita usora v'charsan b'mapolet yad. She has a very interesting shita. She says, the only time you hayav on this subject of kilayim is when you put all three seeds in like a,
like one shot.
Yeah, no, you have like, there's a certain like a keli they have, a cedar. They put all the three seeds in the thing and then they shake it and all the seeds come out at the same time. But if already you have a field, that's like grapes. And then you just add the wheat and the barley, that's not considered kilayim in the Torah. I mean, you have to actually plant them, kilayim. Not only that they grow big kilayim, he says you have to have a mapolet yad, you have a cedar. And you put all the seeds inside, and you got, so everybody says, what do you want from the guy? The guy didn't do it like that. Therefore, what are you putting him in the chayrim for? He didn't transgress the isur like Rabbi Yoshiya. As she says, lo kaimai like Rabbi Yoshiya, bitmiya. That as she says, v'ta'amad Rabbi Yoshiya lo yada'na me'echa nafkaleh. So I don't know where Rabbi Yoshiya gets this. The ba'inan bet minezraim b'charsan shelishi u'mapolet yad. Me'ech, I'm sorry. I don't know, he says, me'ech anafkalet deba'inan bet minezraim. How do you know you need altogether three? So I don't know how you know three. Maybe it's just crossbreeding a wheat with a grape. How does he know you need three items? Is that, I don't know how he knows you need three. Maybe it's just chita with the gifin. Where did he get this business? You need chita, the se'ura, the gefin. She says lo yada'na. However, umapolet yad. I know where he gets that has to be together in the cedar. That I know. Nafkale milot tizra karbecha kelayim. Matos shizriata kerem atzmati yeklam. That at the time of the planting, it was kelayim. I mean, they were mixed together already in the cedar that you were using to plant. But I don't know where he got three items from. But that's what happened over here. Okay, so that's the story of Rabbi Yoshiya. Okay, very good. Let's see here. Good. We go further. So comes the Gemara and says, oh, so the point is that the chaura, so the guy didn't do a deoraita because he didn't use the mapolet yad. So the chaura, so maybe he did something drabbanan. So the law is you do put people in harem even if they transgress a drabbanan. So why did Rabbi tell him, oh, no, what are you putting my harem for? You don't know the laws, you're not clear. Okay, so maybe Sudrabanan Osaris. Well, that also should be a subject to a nidui. So he explains over here that since in Eretz Yisrael this would only be Drabanan, because he didn't use the cedar, so in Chutz La'aretz it would be Mutaf. Understand? Which means Rabbi Yossi holds even in Israel, it's not the Oraita what the guy did, because he didn't use the cedar. In Israel it's rabbinical. Rabbinical, I got to go there in Osaris. Therefore he told them, don't put him in Haidim. Good? Okay, now we go further. Come to Gemara and says another story. Rav Yosef me'arev bizarneh vizara. Bizarneh, bizar. Different type of seeds. He mixed the different seeds together and he planted them. Right? She says, v'lo bekerim. Nothing to do with a vine. Stam. Just different seeds he planted together. Amar Abaye, the Chutz La'aretz, went outside of Israel. So Abaye tells him, "What are you doing, Rabbi?" Ve'anan tirana kelayim b'divrei sofrim. Kelayim is b'tirabanan. How could you do this? Amar le lakashya. Kan b'kelei hakerem, kan b'kelei zera'im. Which that which we said, d'rabanan b'chutz la'aretz, that's only kelei kerem. That's only when you're mixing with grapes. However, when you're mixing stamp seeds together, even in Chutz La'aretz, mutar. Kelei HaKerem, Debe'aretz Asurim Bahana'at. Kelei HaKerem in Israel is so strict. Not only is Asur Deoraita, but it's Asur Bahana'at. No benefit. So, Chutz La'aretz, Nameh Gazur Be'Rabbanan. Okay, so the rabbis also go say, Kelei HaKerem, Chutz La'aretz. Kelei Zera'im, Debe'aretz Lo Asur Bahana'at. In Israel, even Kelei Zera'im is lenient. That's not Asur Bahana'at. The rabbis were not gozer at all. So therefore there's a leniency on Kil'ez Zira'im, Bechutz La'aretz, where Rav Yosef planted Bizraneh, not grapes, Stam Bizraneh. Hadar Amar Rav Yosef, after Rav Yosef, later on, he said, Lav Miltahi. He retracted, which means, Yashi, they lo gazu al kilei zera'im b'chutz la'aretz. Not that he retracted. He said it again. Oh, he says he retracted. Lav miltai da'amre. Which means, lav miltai da'amre. That what I told you, there's no problem. There is a problem. Right? Don't worry, what do you want? This is not kilei kerem. The rabbis only go say kilei kerem b'chutz la'aretz. I was just doing seeds. No problem. Hadar, later on, Hadar, that he said, Lav miltahi da'amde. Yeah, that what I said is no good. Why? De Rav, we have a story. Rav, Zara ginta, de be Rav, Misha'are, Misha'are. That's she. Who was planting over here? Rav was planting. It seems it was a garden in the yeshiva. So then Bevel. So the students can eat vegetables for that year. So Rav was in charge of planting the garden. So the boys can eat in yeshiva. Le Be'Rav, for the yeshiva. And how did he plant it? Mishare, mishare. And she says, arugot, arugot. He planted each item in a separate row. My tama. Why did he put everything in a separate row? Why was he so careful? La mishum erub, erube kilayim. Must have been he was worried about kilayim. That was no grapes. He was just planting vegetables, seeds, things like that. And you still see Chutz La'aretz. He was made sure to plant everyone in a separate row. Mashmai was concerned about Kil'ayim, Zera'im, the Chutz La'aretz. Right? Kibbara says, Amar le Abaye. Bishlama ashmi'inan arba al arba ruhot aruga ve'achat be'emsa shapir. If you brought me this story and told me that he was makpid to plant the four corners of the field, which means if you want to tell me that he made a square and he planted one row of vegetables on the one side, and then on the other side another, like a square on the four corners, and then one in the middle. That's the configuration. If you're worried about kilayim, you plant your field in that shape. Then already you have a good proof. However, he just planted it in rows. It's because it looks nice. Instead of mixing all the fruits and vegetables together, he planted it so the field will look. You know, when you look at the field, rows. So everything is nice. Oy did it because he didn't want to matriyah the shamosh. When he's going to tell the shamosh now, go get me this vegetable. He's not going to be able to find it now because it's all over the place. So you know, I made rows, so it's easy for the shamosh to go by. Therefore, you have no proof. He didn't make the rows because he was concerned about kilayim. Really, there's no kilayim on the seeds. Alright, and zera'im. So why do you make rows? Convenience to make the shamosh. Give me easy time. Look at the top of Rashi. Arba midal druchot aruga. If he was worried about kilayim, he would have planted it like a square. One row, one row, one row, one row, and one in the middle. Rashi says, imayazor an baruga hat, denishmar liyach revach b'nehem. And he was so makpid to leave such a space in between them, like a perfect square, so it doesn't, you know, so they don't nurture from each other. Then I would learn from you, you're right. No kalayim on Salahadis. He put them in separate rows. He wasn't careful about the distance between them. He just put them in separate rows. Not mishum kalayimu. That was not kalayim. Ela, shelo latri hashamash. שהולך להביא ירק לבקש מין שהוא צריך לו בין שאר המינים ויודע באיזה ערוגה הוא. Well, just be able to identify exactly what he needs to get. So therefore he did it for convenience purposes. So therefore למעשה, the Gemara is concluding, חוץ על הארץ, הר קבא, אסור מדאורייתא. What the last opinion that we saw? כלאי הקרב, according to the last opinion at least, מדרבנן, and כלאי זרעים, מותר, the rabbis were not גוזר. חדש, מחוץ לארץ. Let's go with חדש first. Right? לדעת תנקמה משמעתנו אינו נוהג. תנקמה said only online כלאיים. Not חדש, because he learns מושב, when it says משמעותכם doesn't mean the whole world, it means after they were settled. So they were only in Eretz Israel. לדעת שאר התנאים נוהג משום מושב. That's because moshmotechem. Therefore, hadash asur min haTorah afilu b'chutz la'aris. Good. That's the Bili Ezer of our Mishnah as well. Okay. Orla. Let's get orla now. Orla b'chutz la'aris. Basically, we know we saw three shitot. Either it's halakha l'moshe m'Sinai that says orla b'chutz la'aris. Vaday orla is asur. Safek orla is mutar. Or orla b'chutz la'aris is midrabbanan. There were no heg midrabbanan. Or mutar legamre. On orla you have three shitot, extreme and mutar, asur, drabbanan. Okay. Kilayim b'chutz la'aris. So according to one shita, kilayim, as we learned in yesterday's daf, is the uraita. So bishalom in yochai. Right, we said, and what when it comes to Orla and Hadash that are that have leniencies and they're still Asur b'chutz la'aretz, Kilayim that has stringencies, well, the most is going to be Asur b'chutz la'aretz. That was the Mishum Amin Yochai in yesterday's daf. So therefore, Kilayim according to Rashbi, Asur. Well, here's like a cheduk over here. Okay, other Shita, our Mishnah holds its Rabbanan. No, Mishnah and Orla actually. And according to our Tana in the Mishnah, according to the Maskana, at least the Bili Ezer, he was only talking about Hadash, no Orla, no Kilayim. So therefore, Machloket on Kilayim, Bechutz La'aris as well. Okay, we begin the new Mishnah. Kol ha'oseh mitzvah ahat mitivim lo. Uma'arichin lo yamav. Ve'lochel et ha'aris. Anybody that does one mitzvah, מטיבים לו. They give him good. Gets good. ומאריכים לו ימיו, gets long life. And he inherits the land. As she says, מטיבים לו, משמע בהי עלמא, in this world, he gets rewarded. ונוחל את הארץ, עולם הבא. ויכול שאינו עושה מצווה אחת, if a guy doesn't do a mitzvah, that's the opposite. אין מטיבים לו, he doesn't benefit in this world. Ve'en ma'arichim no yamav, nor does he have long life. Ve'en no chayel at ha'aretz, nor does he get olam abba. So from the Mishnah, Smashva, what? What you gotta do is one mitzvah, any mitzvah, any of the 613, whatever it may be, or the 248, any mitzvah I say, you do it, you have a good, you have a reward in this world. We have a question, would mean he, Elu devarim she'adam ochel pirotem ba'olam hazeh, the following mitzvah, you reap the interest, the perot in this world, והקרן קיימת לעולם הבא, and the principle stands for you לעולם הבא. It seems there's only certain mitzvot that you get a payment in this world. ואלו הן כיבוד אב ואם, respecting parents, וגמילות חסדים, right, doing חסד, הכנסת אורחים, inviting guests, והבאת שלום בין אדם לחברו, making peace between people, ותלמוד תורה כנגד כולם, and the biggest mitzvah כנגד all of them is תלמוד תורה. So we have a contradiction, because this Mishnah is mashma that only these mitzvot give you this segula of reward in this world. But how Mishnah is mashma haosei mitzvah, any mitzvah? How do you reconcile? So the Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda hachi kamar, כל העושה מצווה אחת יתרה על זכיותיו. That means you're talking about a guy that's 50-50. Right? His scales are exactly balanced. So the Mishnah is telling you, all the guy's got to do is one mitzvah, any mitzvah, and that'll tip the scales. מטיבים לו. Now, even though it's 51-49, ודומה כמי שמקיים כל התורה כולה. We look at it as if we fulfilled the whole Torah, which is we go after the majority, rubo kekudo, and therefore all you need is one mitzvah to tip the scales, and that can be any mitzvah. Michlal, implying what? Dehanach afilu behada nameh. It's mashma that when it comes to these other mitzvot, it's teaching you that even if it's 50-50, but if you have in the pile one of these mitzvot of Havaat shalom ben adam lechaveru, gimilut hasadim, kibud tamud Torah, then even a 50-50, what's the advantage of these mitzvot then? You don't even need, they're tipped automatically. Which is, if you have 50-50, and you don't have in your pile of mitzvot, any of these special mitzvot that we talked about here, then you need an extra mitzvah on the scale. That's the our Mishnah. But if you have 50-50, and in the pile of mitzvot you got one of these items, automatically, it's to your credit. The Gemara says, yeah. Mikhlal, the Anak, Afidu, Bahadaram. So Gemara's question first, I gave you the answer. The Gemara's question is, you tell me, these mitzvot, even one? Even if you have, you did one, that's it, you get the Olam Abba? You don't need the scales, you don't need anything? So no. Amar Rav Shemaya, Loma, Shimaita Shekula. That if the scales were balanced, so you have 50% mitzvot, Machra'at. Then already it will tilt it. V'chol ha'oseh mitzvah achat yitera azichiyotav mitivim lo? Question. Is that so? You do one mitzvah and you tip the scales, that's it, mitivim lo? You have a good olam hazeh, they give you a reward, all that. Is that the way it works? Would mean we have a contradiction. Listen to this. Kol shezichiyotav mirubin ma'avonotav. Oh, that's the tzaddik. He's got more zichiyot than avonot. Miri'im lo. In this world, they do bad to him. V'dome kemi shesaraf kol ha'Torah kula. We compare the guys like he burnt the whole Torah. V'lo shiyir memena afilu otahat. He didn't even spare a letter. V'chol she'avonotav merubim mezechiyotav. Guy has more avonot. We would call that a rasha. Mitivim lo. That's good life. V'dome kemi shekiyem kol ha'Torah kula. V'lo chetzer otahat memena. And we give him like it's credit as if like he kept the whole Torah without sparing a letter. Now the question is, what are you talking? First of all, this needs to be explained. This obviously needs to be explained. But first of all, obviously it's going counter to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said what? Tipping the scales, mitivim lo. And here we say no, a guy tips the scales, letova, mitivim lo. So how we to understand this over here? So First of all, this statement over here is referring to the following. Just so you understand this last statement. A guy is a Sadiq. Majority is good, minority is bad. They give him bad in this world. Why? That she says, to clean him. Because this guy's going all of a ba, but we gotta punish him for his averot. So better that he gets ra in this world over here just to clean up the negative side of the scale, so when he gets to Olam Abba, he gets all reward. And the opposite is true with the guy that has majority avonot. This guy's going to Gehinnam. But what? He did do mitzvot, so they pay him for his mitzvot. That's what it means, mitibim lo. But still, it runs counter to our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah still said if a guy does one extra mitzvah and he tips us, mitibim lo, it's mashma mitibim lo, ba'olam hazeh. And you're telling me, no, mitibim lo, meri'im lo. Yes, it's a question. It's like you didn't keep anything. Which is, we look at it as if you kept nothing. We don't look at your mitzvot in this world. L'inyan olam hazeh, your punishment is you did nothing. Now your mitzvot only l'inyan olam haba. We consider you in this world, you did zero, and therefore you got to get punished. So comes again what says, Amar Abayinu, Matnitin da'avdin le'yom tav ve'yom bish. The Mishnah, when it said mitivim lo, they were just saying, both statements are agreeing. It's just how you're looking at it. Yes, it is mitivim lo. Because by getting the punishment in this world, they're giving him a benefit, li yom tov. Yom tov means for olam haba. And in the other statement where it says, if a guy does a mitzvah, right? So it says, if a guy does averot, midi'im lo, which is the reward that they're going to give him in this world, is really ra for him because he's going to get yom bish, because he's getting the day of bed. So therefore, it's not arguing. Everybody agrees that what? The tzaddik, sometimes at least, will get punished in this world. That's good for him. And the rasha will get rewarded, and that's bad for him, because yom tov, yom bish. But one ends up in Olam Abba, one ends up in Yom Bish, in the bad place. Look at Ashi where he says, Matnitin. Last one on the line. Matnitin diktani mitribinu miri'in. Now Mishnah that says, they do good and they do bad. De'avdin le yom tov vi yom bish. Mi she'ose mitzvah yetera de'aviru ba'zechoyot. Mitakenim lo ba'olam meze yom tov. Meaning they're preparing him his day of Yom Tov, which is Olam Haba. How? Shnefraim emenu avonotav. They're by punishing him in this world. Vezet tikun Yom Tov, the Olam Haba. They're preparing his Yom Tov for the Olam Haba. Vechos shavonotav merubim, diktari miri'im lo, hainu da'avdin le'azmanat Yom Bish. They're preparing him for Yom Bish, for the bad day. How are they preparing him? Shemeshalmim lo sechal mitzvotav kan. By paying him for his mitzvot in this world. Liyot mitukan lo yom ra. To prepare the day of bad. Good. Comes the Gemara and continues. Rava Amar. Rava says like this. We're going back to the original question. Initially, we had a question from Al Mishnah and Mishnah Pe'ah. You told me in Al Mishnah, any mitzvah you do tips the scales. Right? And then you tell me, not tips the scales, and you get reward in this world. You get reward in this world. And then you tell me, no, the only mitzvah that you get reward is Talmud Torah, Avat Shalom Dam Havero. So make up your mind. So Rava comes along and says, really, is a contradiction between the two statements. Our Mishnah doesn't agree with the other Mishnah. Ha'mani Rabbi Yaakovi. Our Tana is going with the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov that says the Amar. Schar mitzvah ba'aya alma leka. Which means, let's go slow. Really answer the question like we answered above. You're 50-50, any mitzvah the Torah put on the good side, you're balanced, you're tilted, you get good in this world, mitivim lo, literally like it says in the Mishnah, and it gets all of abba. Like we learned initially. Oh, if you're 50-50 and in the pile you have one of these other mitzvot, you don't even need to have majority. We look at like you're a Sadiq Gamur and you'll get good in this world. We have another statement that says that if a person has majority mitzvot, he still gets punished in this world. That's Rabbi Yaakov. Because he owes, there's no reward for mitzvot in this world whatsoever. Tzchar behai alma leka. So our Mishnah and the Mishnah and Pe'ah are of a different shita. Those Mishnah don't hold there is reward in this world. And that's why I learned the Mishnah literally mitribim lo. Either you're 50-50, do any mitzvah, you tilted it, mitribim lo in this world. Oh, in the Mishnah Pe'ah, even better. You have any of these mitzvot, you don't gotta be, you don't have to be majority. You can even be 50-50, and if it's in there, you're also gonna get tovah. But we have a statement that says even if the guy has more mitzvot, miri'im lo, he doesn't get anything. That's called Kotrabi Yaakov, different shita. He owes, you never get reward for anything. Even if a guy had all mitzvot and no averot, you're still not gonna get reward, because he owes no reward in this world. There's a mahlokin, do you get reward for mitzvot in this world or not? That shita that says miri'im lo is according to that shita. Let's just read for a second. Amar schar mitzvot by Amalek. The Tanya, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, en lecha kol mitzvah u mitzvah sheketuva b'Torah shematan sechara besidah she'en tehiyat emetim teluyaba. Which means, if you look at every, exactly how he says that, if you look at every mitzvah in the Torah, all the reward that it's talking about is Olam Abba. Tata Miti means Olam Abba, which means there's no mitzvah in the Torah that gives that tells you the reward. Elam, what's the reward must be? The reward must be Olam Abba. How does he know it's Olam Abba? So he brings a proof. His proof is B'kibud Avaim Ketiv Lema'an Yarichun Yamecha Ulma'an Yitavlach. Bishiluah hakan, by the birds, showing the birds, what does it say? The ma'ani tevlak ve'achta yamim. Hare, so he says, Hare sha'amar lo abif, ale lebira. The father tells him, go climb up the building. Ve'abili gozalot, go bring me birds. So you're doing a double hare. You got kibuda ve'em, shiluah hakan, ve'ala lebira, ve'shalach etta'em, ve'natal etta'banim, u'bahazirato nafal ve'met. Was he giving an example? So that she says that they obviously he knew the story. Hechan tovat yamav shel zeh vehechan arichut yamav shel zeh. Well, the Torah says you get a long life. But if this happens, what happens to the Torah? You say the Torah is not emet, chas v'shalom. Ela l'man yitav leach, le'olam shekolo tov. L'man yarichun yamecha, le'olam shekolo aruch. So the Gemara says, v'dilma la'vachi, yava. Who said? Maybe this will never happen. Who told you? Maybe you're giving a hypothetical. You tell me, well, if a guy's father tells him, go on the roof, and he dies, so you see, it must be an Olam Abba. Who told you? You give a hypothetical case. Maybe that'll never happen. So the Gemara says, no. That'd be Yaakov Ma'aseh Haza. He saw a case. It happened. So therefore, he was forced to say that when it says reward is really later on. There's no reward in this world. So the Gemara says, wait. The story that you saw of a guy that went on the roof and his father told him to do it and you saw he died, no raya, vidilma meharher ba'avira hava. Maybe when he was growing up, he was thinking of avira. Maybe in his brain he was thinking of an avira. That's why he died. You have no raya. You don't know what he was thinking. What's the difference? Machshava ra'a ena kadosh baruch hu mitzarfa lema'aseh. God doesn't punish you for the machshavot. The guy was thinking at the time he wants to murder. One guy was thinking he wants to steal. God doesn't punish you for machshava, so who cares? No, v'dilma me'arer ba'avodat kochavim. But there's certain machshavot that you get punished for. For example, if the guy's thinking machshavot of avodah zarah, that's like a ma'aseh. So, and how do we know that? Uchtiv le'man tefos et bet yisrael bilibam. Right? They caught in the heart. So Gemara says, so we have no ra'ya from that story, by the way. Because I can tell you, maybe he was thinking of Abu Dazra. That's why he fell and broke his head. Yeah? This is what he meant to say. If you're saying that what there is sakhar in this world, if there was reward for the mitzvot in this world, he's I agree with you. The guy died because he probably had a hirhur of Avodah Zarah. That's why he fell off the building. But you know what? That's my proof. Because if there was reward for mitzvot in this world, why didn't the mitzvah protect him from having a hirhur? Ella, you see what? That the mitzvot, it's the perks of the mitzvah, the benefits of the mitzvah, that's only la'olam haba. And that's why at the time the guy was doing a mitzvah, it was possible to think hirur avodah zarah, and the mitzvah did not shield him. So comes the Gemara and says, so there was schar by Amaleka. Veha amar bilazar shiluchei mitzvah in nizukin. Hold it, another problem. We have a rule. When you're sent on a mission to do a mitzvah, the rule tells us you can't get damaged. That's when you're going to do the mitzvah. This guy was finished. He did the mitzvah. He's coming back. Kabbalah says, wait. Ve'amar bil azar shiluchei mitzvah iram nizukin lo ba'alichatam lo ba'aziratan. No, they protected the round trip. So he should have been protected on the way back because shiluchei mitzvah. Kabbalah says, no. Sulam ra'ua hava. The ladder that the guy was using was a rickety ladder. It was a weak ladder. The kaviya hezeka, where it's common for damage to take place. If it's normal to be expected that there's going to be a damage, you can't rely on a miracle. The mitzvah only protects in normal situations. But you can't say, well, I'm shaliach mitzvah across the street with your eyes closed. No, you can't rely on a miracle. So this will be, you use a broken ladder, you can't say that really the mitzvah will protect you more than that. How do we know that if it's dangerous, the mitzvah won't protect you? Dichtiv, God tells Shmuel, go appoint David. Now that was dangerous for Shmuel to appoint David, because Shaul was the king at the time. So what is Shmuel? Now that's the, well, by the way, if God tells you to go do that, that's the mitzvah. And what does Shmuel tell God? Vayomer Shmuel, ech elech v'shama Shaul v'haragani. What do you mean v'haragani? I thought you could do a mitzvah. Ela, where it's common, the damage, you're not under the protection. So therefore you see, that's why the guy died, because he put himself in sakana. Amar Rav Yosef, ilmale darsha o darshe acher la'aykra k'rabi Yaakov barbarte. If acher, that's Elisha ben Avuya, would have learned the pasuk by kibud avayim and shilu hakan like his grandson, Rabbi Yaakov, that just taught us, it doesn't mean in this world, it means in olam haba, lo chata. He would not have gone off the path. He didn't know the law. He didn't know how to learn the pasuk. If he would have learned the derash of his grandson, he would have known that what? It's not in this world. What would happen with Achir? V'achir mayu, ikad amre ki agav nahaza. Some say exactly the story. He saw a father tell his son, go climb up the tree, go bring the shluach hakan, and he, on the way down he died. So what Achir say? No, the whole Torah is not emet. The Torah said long life. But he didn't know the derasha, he didn't know how to learn it. Good? He didn't know that it was olam haba. Because the amre, some say something else happened. Lishna de chutzpita miturgeman haza. Chutzpita miturgeman was one of the asara harugim malchut. The Romans took his tongue and they ripped it out, and it was being dragged by a davar acher, by a pig. Amar. So Ahir, when he saw that, he said, "Peshe pik margaliot, the mouth that spewed out such diamonds, pearls." He was the mitargim of all the rabbis. Yilachech afar. Now what? Now that tongue is going to be licking the dirt on the dust. Nafak hata. So he went out, and he committed his sin. So one question just that they're asking now is in the Bi'akov Shita that says Schar Mitzvot by Amaleka, there's no reward for the Mitzvot, L'chaura, you have two questions. Number one, what about the Rasha? It seems that he does get his reward in this world. So he point out over here, Omnam Misha Avonotam Merubim She'enu Zocher La'olam Abba. That already you're going to get it, which is only if you're getting Olam Abba, does it come in Olam Abba, not here. But if you're not getting Olam Abba, then already you're getting it here. But the bigger question that has to be asked over here is, what are you talking? The Torah tells us there's reward in this world. Torah says, "Baya ishamawa tishmi'u." We say it in Kriyat Shema, right? Venatati betarasechem beitoyirom alkosh. Asaptadikanecha mitrochka misarecha. All the reward. Parashat Pachukotai. Venatati gishmechem beitam. The rain will come at the right time. Besimchem daishet basir. Basiyat zikat zara. So there'll be peace. So what's the Venatati shalom ba'aretz, right? Mishpati harav ra'am arsechem. All these things as a result of keeping the mitzvot. So the Rambam over here explains a haluk between general and the individual. That's one interpretation. And the famous opinion of the Rambam, and we'll conclude with this, is that's not the reward. Which means there's a guarantee that when a person is living under good times, not a guarantee, but it's a fact. When a person is living under good times, yes, panasa, there's peace in the world, there's tranquility, everything's good, it's much easier for him to do mitzvot, as opposed to being persecuted and all that other stuff. So the Torah is just telling you, if you keep the mitzvot, God will make it that you'll be able to continue to do more mitzvot. Which means, that's not your reward. The reward is all about ba. You're not getting reward for that. The reward for the mitzvah is all about ba. This that the Torah says is that you're going to get a zichut that the world will be conducive to fulfill the mitzvot. But your reward is really the olam haba. But if a person makes averot, then God comes along and says, now you're not going to have the chance to do mitzvot. Now already the world's going to be dangerous, and so on and so forth. Therefore, the people are going to be sakana, berminana, and so on and so forth. That's not a reward. That's a special perk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Shomrei Torah, that the world will be, like I said, more conducive.